3, 2, 1.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of The Rank Bank, where tonight we'll be discussing our top three films. We've got some serious ones, we've got some interesting ones, we've got some indie ones. We'll be discussing that with Angus and Mason, who you would have heard in our foods episode. So sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn. Hello, lovely listeners. We're now at episode 9, so only 1 week left to send in your questions and puns to us at rankbankpod on Twitter and Insta, or rankbankpod@gmail.com. Today, we're discussing top three films. We've got a returning guest, Mason.
Guten Tag.
And we've got Angus.
Hello.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1. Biggest ranker.
Should we go with Angus? What you got, Angus?
My top three films. The first one I'm going to go with, number three, is this is my niche film that I've got on here, and it's both the best and worst film I've ever seen. It's The Greasy Strangler, and I implore everybody to watch this film because it is insane. It's absolutely insane.
What's the gist? Do we follow the Greasy Strangler? Or
let me tell you a little bit about The Greasy Strangler. It's about this guy called Big Ronnie who runs disco walking tours in LA, and he's got his son, Big Braden. And they have this weird, like, relationship where they kind of just hate each other and shout abuse at each other all the time.
How big are they?
How big? Well, Big Ronnie is quite small, but Big Braden is a large man.
Okay.
So how greasy are they?
Well, they get... There's a certain element of greasiness that increases as the film goes on. It's all about the Greasy Strangler, who's this sort of night-dwelling monster who's murdering people. And it's like, ooh, is one of these people the Greasy Strangler? Maybe they are. We don't know. But it's just weird as hell. It's so strange. The music is amazing. It's got the best dance sequence in any film I've ever seen.
It's a musical.
It's not a musical. No, it's not.
Better than Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, it's better than Saturday Night Fever.
It's got a dance sequence.
It makes no sense. This film makes no sense at all. And you have to suspend your disbelief and just watch it because it's bonkers.
I'm sold.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful film. I'm so glad it exists.
Is there a single actor in there that we know?
There's none.
Okay.
No actors at all.
Yeah, those are their real names. Yeah.
None you'll ever have heard of.
Is it American film?
It is. It's directed by a guy called Jim Hosking, who's apparently a British guy. And he directed a follow-up film called An Evening with Beverly Loughlin, which had way more famous people in. Aubrey Plaza, Jermaine Clement, Craig Robinson. So it had a really good cast. I haven't seen that, but I really want to because I love The Greasy Strangler. And I think that more insane films should be made. So yeah, you go. That's my first one. Greasy Strangler.
You sold me. I'm going to watch this.
You need to watch it. It's bonkers. Just if you're horrified by it in the first 20 minutes, just tough it out because it's got some incredible scenes in it
and
some
banner.
Fantastic dialogue. Amazing.
I'm just going to watch it for the dance sequence. If it's better than High School Musical,
you're not
going to
get it
winner.
If you just skip to it. You got to get the plot.
True.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to make sense if you just watch the dance sequence. But one thing I should warn you: it's gross. It's a gross film.
it's a gross,
aware of that
horror film with a dance sequence, but it's not a musical.
And everyone's greasy.
Some people are greasy. Everyone's called Big Something as well for some reason.
I think the greasiest must be the Strangler.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's just some fantastic scenes in it. It's a brilliant film.
Yeah, I'm in. You got me. I'm in.
The main character, Big Ronnie, is played by an actor called Michael St. Michaels.
What a name.
His parents just weren't creative at all.
No, he's been in some weird films from the look of it. I've never seen him in anything else, but he's been in a lot of them.
I kind of want to take Taxi a Dancer. Break just so we can watch this now and then come back before your second one.
Well, yeah.
And we're back. We've just seen The Greasy Strangler. It was only a 10-minute movie, it turns out. It was worth it.
So that's my number three film.
Yeah, I'm going to applaud you for your nicheness. I've never heard of that movie ever, so...
Well, do we get increasingly niche?
No, it gets less niche. You've probably heard of the next two films. So I'll go on to my number two film, which is The Return of the Jedi.
Is that Is that the one with Ewan McGregor in?
No, it's the one with Ewoks in.
It's the original.
It's the original. Yeah. It's the final part of the original Star Wars trilogy. And when I was a kid, every weekend I watched one or more of the Star Wars films on VHS.
Wow.
And I was the biggest Star Wars fan in the whole universe at that stage. And Return of the Jedi I loved because the Battle of Endor just blew me away. All the space combat and flying around and starships. I thought it was super, super cool. I didn't care that it had Ewoks in. They were fine. I mean, when I was like 12, 13 years old.
I used to try and recreate that in Lego. That was made such an impact on me. Can I ask, did an Ewok die?
Yeah.
Like, actually die?
Oh, one of the actors playing an Ewok?
No. This isn't like a... In the film, I can't remember any of them ever dying.
Yeah, he gets blasted by the AT-ST, and the other one's, like, shaking him on the ground. He's like, oh, no, he's died.
Oh, no. Oh, that's dark.
And then they have a massive dance party at the end.
Another dance sequence.
I think we've figured out what makes a great film, Angus.
It's a dance sequence in a film that is not a musical, because I hate musicals.
But love dance sequences.
But I love dance sequences, exactly. Yeah, Return of the Jedi, man. I love that film. Before George Lucas went back to it and messed it up. My number one film... A film that makes me so unbelievably happy is The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes!
Oh, I was not expecting this from you, Angus.
Very nice.
I think it's a perfect film. The performances, the dialogue, the way it's filmed, everything about it is magnificent.
So, you're a big Wes Anderson film?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, they're whimsical and I enjoy them. Just I think the dialogue is in them is so fun as well. It's like, it's really weird and disjointed sometimes. But yeah, I just really like it. I like all of Wes Anderson films that I've seen.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think they're lovely and like light and visually delightful. And the music's great. And yeah, the actors are just... I kind of like that he uses like the same actors over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
What other films has he done?
Oh, The Royal Tenenbaums, Rushmore, Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic
Mr. Fox, Isle of Dogs.
Oh, that was alright, yeah.
I just think that Ralph Fiennes' performance in that is so good. The way he's like incredibly posh and refined, but also incredible potty mouth in it. Yeah, this is brilliant. It's a great film. I love it. There you go. Grand Budapest Hotel.
That is a lovely film.
Most important question, I guess. Have you ever found yourself shouting, take your hands off my lobby boy?
Almost. But they had taken their hands off the lobby boy before I had a chance to say it. So I was like, this isn't going to come up again.
You could have that loaded and ready.
That was your one chance. Yeah. And you missed
it. Hung around like a bunch of lobby boys just for the sole purpose of being able to say that at some point. So people started asking questions and so on.
That explains the court case.
Yeah.
But well, nice to have you out and back on the show.
You know, it's really nice to be back out. So you go, that's some top three films that I like.
Pretty solid top three, to be honest.
Yeah, I was like intrigued by those.
And it ramped up as well. I think sometimes other people's top threes, I actually get more excited about their two or their three, but that for me kind of went up in excitement as it went. So.
Well, there you go. It's because you got to start with a film that nobody's ever heard of, and then you can't have an opinion on it. So you can't be like, oh, number three, that's good, and then be like, oh, rubbish, these ones are much worse than that one I already did. So I put Nishum in there.
Through critical acclaim, my movies go down as I go up. So
I've got an idea on what I think your top number one film is. I'm not going to say anything, but I've got a guess.
You can just say, I was right.
Yeah, tell us after, Angus. I want to know.
Shall I give you my three? Then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, okay, so coming in at three is Angus's least favourite genre.
I thought you were going to say Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging there.
Oh my gosh, is that a... What's that film? What?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. It's like a
weird coming of age TV. I think I saw a little bit of that.
Angus is a cat. That's all I know about that.
Yeah.
It was a book, wasn't it?
It was a book.
Okay. No, my number three is a musical that I hope you've all seen. It's The Blues Brothers.
That doesn't count. That's a film with songs in it.
The dance act.
The key thing about that film is those are actual songs that mostly actually exist.
Okay, so
Blues Brothers is an amazing film.
Have you seen The Blues Brothers?
I haven't, which I know is terrible.
No, that's all right.
I saw it many, many years ago.
But so just to like for your understanding, it's a film with like Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi there. Turns out a long time ago in SNL they joined together. I learned this after, and they like made a fake jazz band, and it was so popular they made a film. And it's like a proper 2.5 hour film, and they've got James Brown, Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, John Lee Hooker, all these like super famous and. Carrie Fisher as well in like the only other films of Star Wars. It is just crazy. It's out there. It's insane. Amazing music and very funny. So
yeah, I agree. That's a superb film.
Yeah, that's like my number three, like cemented.
But not a musical. It's a film with about music.
If you looked at the musical genre, it'd be in there. But I tell you what, I do agree with you. A lot of musicals fall down, especially modern ones, because it's like the made music isn't just as good, but this, like, they're all their songs, you know. James Brown singing his own songs.
That's exactly it, you know. It's, I hate sung exposition.
Okay, how about this? This is not in my top three, but what about West Side Story, Angus?
It's okay.
I like it. They're remaking it, aren't they?
Oh, no.
Of course they are. Because nobody has any new ideas anymore.
Okay, all right. Sorry. Number two, bringing it back, is a movie I've shown you, Angus.
Yeah.
It's Big Trouble in Little China.
This is what I thought you had a number one.
It kind of is almost my number one. But my number one's, well, you'll see. But
I probably know what that is as well, actually.
Yeah. So, this is the more obscure one. This is like probably the most niche of all three. So I'm guessing... Joe and Chris, you haven't heard of this?
No.
Oh, man, it's a great, great film.
It's like a pure comedy, action comedy, set in
San Francisco.
That's it, in Little China. So it's Kurt Russell as this kind of dopey, hard-headed American guy, truck driver. And he kind of gets embroiled in this, like, Chinese mystical magic underworld gangs and summonings of deities and nonsense, and it's hilarious and silly and just great fun.
It kind of sounds like Rush Hour on drugs.
Yeah, it's like Rush Hour on drugs. Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah. I really love it. It's like classic 80s, and also it's a John Carpenter movie, and it's got probably the best score of all of John Carpenter's movies, and it's like such a good soundtrack. And there's more one-liners in that movie than any movie I know.
Whoa. Airplane.
Okay.
Probably has more.
Sorry. Yeah. But it's kind of full of one-liners, and it's just hilarious, I think. Great fun. Yeah. Check that out as well. I'm going to recommend all of these, obviously, because these are my favorite movies. I used to watch it back in the day on VHS and everything. I think all three of these I watched when I was young, little VHS, and they
were
all
had to
printed.
Rewind to get back.
I realized how good my dad was at recording them. He used to stop recording at the adverts and everything, and like, so I never had an ad break when we rewatched it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he made an effort. Okay. Now, number one is the worst rated movie of my three. Critically, it's not a great movie, not greatly acted. But I'm not even sure why, but this movie is like just got a place in my heart. Do you want to guess it, Angus?
I don't know. I think I might be wrong now. I was going to guess The Thing.
The Thing is amazing. That's another John Carpenter Kurt Russell film. But no, this is Point Break.
Point Break? Yeah. The film with Woody Allen? No,
definitely not. Definitely not Woody Allen.
Match Point, I'm thinking.
That's not even close, Joe. Good effort.
That's a film about tennis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And Jake, I take it neither of you had seen Point Break either.
No.
I've seen Point Break.
Yeah. So this is a 90s
film. Only recently.
Okay, cool. This is a 90s film. It's got a young Keanu Reeves. He's an FBI agent who's just graduated top of his class. He's joined the bank robbing department of the FBI. And he's also a terrible, terrible actor. Like, because this is like young Keanu. Keanu, like, struggles to act anyway. It's hard watching him sometimes. You've got Gary Busey being goofy and out there. And then on the other side of things, amongst the surfer, the bank robbing surfers, you got Patrick Swayze.
At amazing.
That is prime. That is most Patrick Swayze, all of them. There's like the surfing, there's skydiving, there's out there action. But what really kind of like makes this movie great is the, I don't know, it's the dynamic between them. You know, this perfect kind of who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. I once described this movie to somebody and I said it was like a bad romance novel aimed at women. And they just forgotten to put in the main female role in the book. So it's kind of all these like badly written kind of macho guys doing their own thing in the background. And somehow they made a fantastic movie at this Point Break.
Yeah. That's a good film.
Yeah.
What is Keanu Reeves' character called in that film, Tom?
Johnny Utah.
Such a good name.
So, okay, just to like give you an idea, Patrick Swayze was so into this movie. He loved it, right? There was the studio was struggling to shoot scenes with him skydiving because also this is Catherine Bigelow who did this. Catherine Bigelow of Near Dark and The Hurt Locker and what else did she do? Anyway, other stuff. James Cameron's wife. But she's better than him, I think. Patrick Swayze. They were like struggling to figure out how to film the skydiving scenes. So Patrick Swayze just takes a camera guy and goes and does these stunts himself. So when you see it, you'll just watch Patrick Swayze drop out of a plane backwards and like do all this skydiving. And it's awesome. He like really made an effort in that movie. And I think that's what makes the movie great.
Can't believe he did a film other than Dirty Dancing or Dirty Dancing 2 Havana Nights.
He did Ghost.
Oh, most famous
one. Ghost, of course.
But,
bless him.
For me, he'll always be Bodie.
He's in a film called To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything.
Don't ruin him.
And that's about drag queens.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it.
With Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo.
That sounds really good, suddenly. All right, what's it called?
To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
All right, I'll watch it.
Snappy title.
I just not Googled, make anyone's top three.
Looked up films that Patrick Swayze was in.
So, Chris or Joe, which one of you is submitting your top three?
It'll be me.
All right.
I can see, especially Angus eye-rolling when I announce my top three. So, shall I go ahead and say?
Yeah.
So, I do like my favourite genre would be like European foreign.
Foreign.
Just foreign. Like, yeah, but there's only one that appears in my top three. So, my number three, and I don't know why, I can't tell you why I like it, because it's actually very long and quite boring. And I don't normally watch films pre, like, 1985, and this one is from 1976.
Ooh.
It's All the President's Men.
I haven't seen that film.
No,
that's not a crowd pleaser. So it's about the Watergate scandal and Nixon. Right. And it follows the true story of Bob Woodward and... No, wait. Yeah, and Carl Bernstein. They're the reporters, aren't they? Yeah,
I think so. I know Bob
it's played by Robert
stuff,
Redford and Dustin Hoffman. They basically are the journalists that uncover the Watergate scandal.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's very slow moving and I just can't tell you why I like it. I was made to watch it at uni and then that weekend I was like, this is incredible, and watched it like 10 times. I still couldn't tell you the detail of the Watergate scandal. But that's it, really.
That sounds like a very worthy film.
Yeah.
It's picked. Very
We've all
worthy.
Picked, like, trashy, I picked a niche, trashy film.
Oh, I'll tell
mega,
you.
A mega blockbuster and a Wes Anderson film.
Yeah, I mean, I just checked out that movie. Like, and it's higher rated than anything on my list by a long way.
So a bit about myself. Obviously, you know me, but I hate comedy. I hate fun.
Okay.
So it has to have some kind of like...
Literally all of my movies.
It has to be like serious or I'm not going to watch it.
Crying.
Oh, you're going to love The Greasy Strangler.
The dance sequence really hammers home the darkness, grittiness of the murders.
Saying that though, I did love the latest Eurovision film on Netflix, if anyone got a chance to watch that. Not in my top three, but... Great film.
I don't think I'd ever watch a film. I can't even watch the Eurovision.
What? Eurovision is the best thing
ever. Eurovision is brilliant. It's
It's
the best
thing ever. It's demented. It's absolutely wild, Eurovision is.
That's a great
Have you seen the film, Angus?
I haven't.
Oh, please watch it.
I hear I like Will Ferrell, but I'm not sure it's his best work.
Oh, I hate Will Ferrell because he does comedy.
So you're saying you don't like comedy, you're dissing the huge range of all different comedy films there are, but you're going, but I like the Eurovision film.
Yeah, that's
because I like Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision is a comedy. Okay, so do we watch the Eurovision film or do we watch All the President's Men?
Oh, All the President's Men, because it's historically accurate. But Eurovision, because you do learn the full culture of Eurovision, but I'll go with All the President's Men because it's my top three. Anyway.
Joint three.
Okay, number two... you've probably all seen it because for a foreign film, it actually launched in UK cinemas when it came out. So a lot of people have seen it, but it's Headhunters. Joe Nesbo, like he's a writer, obviously, but it's one of his films, not from his Harry Hole series. It's a standalone film and it's about, I don't know if either of you have watched it. Do.
Yeah, I have. I saw this in the cinemas. I don't know what I was expecting.
No, it's not what you're expecting, I don't think.
And it wasn't what I was expecting.
It's about a headhunter, like the basically recruitment, because he doesn't think he's good enough for his wife, so he just buys a present. So to supplement his income, he steals fine art and swaps them for replicas. And then from then it just like literally just dive bombs into something else.
That sounds great.
At one point in the movie, does a character... swim in like a what's it called underneath like a outhouse toilet?
Oh yeah,
a cesspit.
Yeah, is that the same film?
That's the one. Yeah, and there's like a prostitute and another weird man that runs around shooting at each other on CCTV cameras is another part of that film.
That was a well out there film. That was something else.
I very much enjoy foreign language film, but I'd heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, do. I can lend you the DVD if you want. But
I'm not sure I've got a DVD player.
It's. Well, I wrote that it's stylish, but really quite quirky and funny because it's Scandinavian and it's that whole. It's not like a Scandi noir. It's more like piss take of that, but it's not, if that makes sense. I can't describe. I'm losing the audience here.
I'm going to call you out, Joe. I think there was a little bit of comedy in there.
There is.
It was oddly...
But it's not a comedy film.
Okay. It was a
serious
weird...
film with lighter moments.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind light moments. I'm not a monster.
What about if the film's all light moments?
No, like...
Okay, just needed a check.
I liked to get over it when I was younger with Cisco. That's all comedy, isn't it?
Let's get over it.
Oh.
I wouldn't waste your time.
Is that what's put you off comedy?
I just don't know how to laugh and have fun.
Let's open
it sounds like
up.
You're having fun now.
I'll be honest, Jay, like...
this is all just for the podcast.
Oh no, I sound like such a psychopath.
No, I just record like... one laugh and I just dub it in.
Keep copy pasting it. Now, Joe, you're like incredibly light and humorous and hilarious, but blew my mind that you didn't like comedy.
I just don't like I don't like silly comedy, and then that put me off comedy genre because I can't cope. So,
I will agree with you that I don't really like Will Ferrell either. I think there's too much Will Ferrell in Will Ferrell movies.
Way too much.
Yeah. And it's too much of a dose of him, stuff like that. So some comedies, I think, are trash. But I think all the comedies are kind of like, you know, nice balance.
I feel like I'm just not willing to risk it. So I probably would love a comedy. I'm trying to think of my favourite comedy film.
It soon will be The Blues Brothers.
Have you watched Airplane?
No.
That's a classic, isn't
got
it?
That is, yeah, that's a film you need to watch. Yeah. It's extraordinary.
I'm excited to hear your number one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't be. Again, you'll eye roll at this. But I think I worked out that if Vicar of Dibley the movie came out, now that's something I would be on. So my number one, I can't describe. Now this has elements of comedy in it, but it's got elements of sadness. Like, I haven't not cried my eyes out at this film, but then saying that, I did cry at Paddington Bear 2 every time I watched it.
That was good.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great film. But that's not it. Oh. It is Brassed Off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it.
How have people not seen this film?
Like, I'm not interested in films about brass bands.
Yeah, but it's not just about brass bands. Well, it is. But for listeners out there who probably have never heard of this film, it was made in the mid-90s about a mining town in South Yorkshire whose pit is closed and they don't know what to do about the future of the brass bands, because like brass bands were a big thing back in the mining days. And it's just such a great representation of that period of history and the suffering that those towns had and still to this day have.
Joe, have you seen either Billy Elliot or The Full Monty?
Yeah, I love those films, but okay, cool. Brassed Off is like 100 times better.
Oh.
It makes them look like...
They're set in the same sort of social...
Hold up there.
Social environment.
They are, yeah.
Those films are national treasures.
Oh, that's a bit of a sad one, Angus.
I'm just thinking about stuff that's set in like bleak northern places.
Well... That's Brassed Off, but it's got
Pete Postlethwaite in, hasn't
Pete
it?
Pete Postlethwaite, yeah, sadly he's Ewan passed McGregor. Away now. It has Ewan McGregor as a youngster. Ewan, if you're listening, hello. It has Tara Fitzgerald, who plays my favourite forensic pathologist, is it, on BBC? Waking the Dead.
I don't have a favourite forensic pathologist. Wait. Oh, I do, actually. Yeah. Quincy MD.
Oh, you like Quincy? Okay. We do a shout out to all our favourite celebrities in case they're listening. Is that what we're doing now?
No, I've mentioned Ewan too many times.
You don't want to shout out to Jack Klugman?
Okay, Russell, if you got lost in Spotify and you found this, I love you.
Right. Mon Zemelo from Eurovision, hello. And it also has Sue Johnson in, also plays the forensic psychiatrist next to Tara Fitzgerald in Waking the Dead. But Sue Johnson from the Royal Family, isn't she? From Rovers, which is a comedy show that we've found recently about a football team.
Which you don't enjoy because it's funny.
This one's hilarious. No, I can.
Wait
I
a
like
second,
sitcom.
A Vicar of fucking Dibley.
I like sitcoms.
Okay, all right.
It has a different integrity of comedy. I feel like an English sitcom,
like Miranda.
No, I couldn't get past the third episode of that.
Oh,
that's Miranda is the second worst comedy program ever made.
What's
after
number
Mrs.
one?
Brown's Boys.
Oh, I 100% agree with you there, Angus. That's something we agree on.
I think. Chris, you've been sat here very quietly. Can you remember all nine of our movies?
Do you know what? I can, and I've got a little scoring system here.
Oh, okay.
And there's not a lot of minuses going on. There's a lot of pluses going on. That's how I score this podcast, for those of you that don't
know.
Very
good.
What's the most pluses you can get?
You can get unlimited pluses. But in terms of who's got what so far today, we'll have to wait until Joe's finished.
Oh no, I don't have much to say other than if you do enjoy brass bands, you can attend the brass band competition like they do in Brassdorf. And I was actually going to see this film at the Royal Albert Hall with that brass band playing over the top in March, but unfortunately got cancelled due to COVID, so I'm really sad.
That would have been good.
Really good, Angus.
Really expensive.
I would have cried at the Royal Albert Hall.
Really expensive.
I was supposed to
go and see the music of Studio Ghibli.
That would have been lovely.
In September, but it was postponed to next year.
What's Studio Ghibli?
It's not like Radio Ghibli, Joe.
We have to educate them on Ghibli. Have you ever seen... Is it Miyazaki?
Hayao Miyazaki is the director. Spirited Away film.
I hated Spirited Away.
Oh, why?
The pig scared me.
Yeah, good. Get into it, you know. Immersive. They're horrible. It was just the pigs that put you off, though.
Oh, no, and the length of the film.
Wait a minute. All the President's Men is 2 hours and 18 minutes long.
But it doesn't feel like you're tripping for 2 hours, 18 minutes.
That's probably true. Yeah. What about My Neighbor Totoro?
Oh, no. Spirited Away is the only anime I've ever seen, and it put me off for life.
But it has an excellent soundtrack.
Which is so uncultured, I know. It did have a good soundtrack.
Well, that's what I was going to see. Joe Hisashi, the writer of the music, he was going to be conducting the orchestra.
At the Royal Albert?
It was actually at Wembley Arena.
Oh, cool. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. So there we go. Next year, though, that is, apparently. Assuming that the world hasn't ended. Which I hope it doesn't, because I... quite like it.
You got your tickets.
Yeah, quite missed
it. I got tickets, yeah.
Yeah. At least wait until after that and then the world can end.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
Yeah, cool.
You might die beforehand by the Greasy Strangler.
I might. That's true, I might.
You're never going to forget that name. It's just such a visual.
Right, Chris.
Yeah, I've got to try and pick who's the biggest ranker this week.
Yeah, so... make sense of all this nonsense.
Exactly. So I've got all my scribbles written down. There's a lot of pluses this week, which is good. Only one minus across all three of you.
Ooh.
And that was someone who described their own top three film as long and boring and quite slow moving.
I never finish that sentence. It's like a warm... heated comfort blanket that just
one of the biggest throat. Political scandals ever just really warms the cockles of your heart.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be that big a scandal these days, would it? Tweet and it's probably over with.
You have to be famous first, though, right?
What, or the president?
Oh, sorry, I thought this was like you tweeting it. My bad.
Oh no, I meant if Watergate happened now, but okay.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Oh, I couldn't start a scandal.
So, yeah, after Joe coming in third place with her slow-moving, long and boring All the President's Men.
It's really nice.
It was really close between Angus and Mason. There was only one little plus in it. And the way I'm going to have to pick a winner is the person who's picked with their number one of my favourite films as well, is going to have to win this. So second place is Mason.
Ooh.
And this week's biggest ranker, mainly because of the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yay!
So congratulations, Angus, you're this week's biggest ranker.
Oh, it's all I've ever wanted.
I think we can agree, other than the Greasy Strangler, we also like, Angus and I like knew each other's lists almost. And yeah, I think your list was great.
That's so cute.
I think everybody's lists were top.
Did you not eye roll at mine?
No, I thought you were going to be like, I thought it was going to be full of musicals when you suggested I was going to eye roll at it after I poured disdain on the genre. I thought you were going to be like The Greatest Showman.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Well, no, I haven't either. And you chose like quality films, like serious films that people are like, these are good films, whereas I'm looking at whimsical nonsense.
And it's very easy watching.
And, one of the films the arguably the worst of the original Star Wars films.
Yeah, I think that was did that have the Sarlacc bit?
Yeah, and Jabba the Hutt.
So everybody says it was the worst trip, but I think that was like the most out there. But
the thing is, like, the worst of a bunch of really good stuff is still good, right?
Mm. I've never seen any of them. Don't know what an Ewok is.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it's like a teddy bear.
Oh, that's another thing about films. It has to be real. I can't watch anything that's like not just humans interacting.
That's just, I just like every day I see humans interacting. Why would I not? It's like people are like, I don't like to read a book about, I wouldn't read a sci-fi or a fantasy book because it's got to be real. It's like, well,
oh no, I'd like
it's an opportunity
to
just have a flight of fancy and be like, this is stuff that isn't real, and let's just see what you can, what can people imagine. That's much more exciting than what can people literally just do standing next to each other.
Yeah,
because that just happens.
I think from my list, that leaves you with Point Break only.
I just don't have an imagination. I would like to be into sci-fi.
I'm sure it's possible.
What efforts have you taken to be into sci-fi, Joe?
Zero.
Good question.
No, I watched like Monsters, Inc.
You're like, nah, this doesn't scan. But, like, Monsters, Inc. is less about being a monster and more about interactions with people in a workplace.
Yeah, true.
The Monsters, Inc. is sort of those, incidental.
Is this all those nerds are getting on about?
Kids awake.
Maybe start with Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't seen those, start with the original Star Wars.
Okay.
That's good for sci-fi.
Start with A New Hope. Yeah.
There you go. Homework for next week, Joe.
Return.
Ah.
Re-good. Return.
Right, Chris, so we're on to return, re-gift.
Yeah, return, re-gift, return.
That's the one. I'll never get it right.
Return, return, re-gift. All right.
So the celebrity this week, we've gone big this week.
Have we?
Our celeb, yeah. Tom Hanks.
Oh, I love Tom Hanks.
Very good.
Who doesn't love Tom Hanks?
Because he does serious people movies.
Like Big.
Polar Express, yeah.
Yeah. So not only have we gone big with the actor, but we've gone big with the gifts this week.
Because he can afford a lot.
He can. So the first gift, and probably the cheapest, is a giant piano that you play with your feet, like in Big.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
The second gift is a fully operational shrimping boat.
Okay.
And the third gift is two tickets to the World Beach Volleyball Championships in 2022 in Rome.
But then he might get stuck at the airport and...
We'll have to live there.
Yeah.
I just want to say these are much better gifts than what I had last week or last time we did this. This is classy. All of these seem pretty good.
Well, I had to step up the class because it was Tom Hanks. So.
Can you quickly explain how you play a piano with your feet? It was designed for feet.
Oh,
it's a floor piano, right? It's just a bunch of... It's the arrangement of the piano and they're just pressure pads you just stand on.
It's like the dance mat.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Big, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's too fantastical for you, Joe.
Is this the one where, like... Wait, I might have seen it. Is this the one where he's a boy and then he, like, eats a bubble gum or something and becomes big?
Well, he wishes on the fortune teller type thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, can I quickly just confirm something about Big? I haven't seen it. It's about a kid getting turned into like an adult.
But he's still a kid.
Okay, this is the quickest. Is there at all an adult love interest in it?
Yes.
Okay, this is something important. Now, here's something that happened in like 90s and 80s. I'm going off on a tangent, all right? Somebody wrote about...
He's gone way off on a tangent.
Sorry, okay, I'm back. Somebody wrote about this. They called it Born Sexy Yesterday. Okay, there's something about like when young people get turned into adults, when it's with like guys and they get turned into adults, they're kind of like awkward and clumsy, you know, and they still like have a love interest. But when it's with women, like Weird Science or Tron, they're like naive and beautiful and stunning and attractive and alluring. And it's like this weird double standard that happened in the 90s.
90s so. Gender double standards in Hollywood.
Yes.
I can't
believe it.
Can't believe it.
But if you want to look it up, it's called Born Sexy Yesterday. And it's like a weird trope that happens with like kids getting older.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
That's really interesting. I've written that down because it's 13 going on 30s like that, and she is naive and stuff in that.
But beautiful.
Yeah.
Probably. Like, wait, that's not Freaky Friday, is it?
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. It's where she's like, she wishes, it's a bit like Big, I think. She wishes on something, and she's a 13 year old, but she becomes herself 30 years later, or as a 30 year old. And she falls in love with Mark Ruffalo. Is that him? From Spotlight?
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, is that how you say his name?
That's how I say it.
Oh, I like that.
I don't think that's how you're supposed to say it, but I've decided just now that's how I'm going to say it.
Ruffalo.
All the times I refer to him in my daily conversation, which is often.
I think, Joe, do you want to give him a shout out too and let him know his name has changed?
Oh, hi, Mark. It's Mark Ruffalo now, like a bit like the coconut versions of Ferrero Rocher. Ruffalo.
Sorry, what? Tell me about the Ferrero Rocher.
There's a coconut version called Ruffalo.
Ruffalo or something like that. I think.
Yeah, and it comes in a white and red packet.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
What?
Anyway, sorry. I'm trying to think about what we're supposed to be doing here.
So we now need to pick whether he's going
We got a
shrimp
fishing boat, piano for piano, and tickets to the
World Beach Volleyball Championships.
Nice.
And we've got to decide whether he keeps one, which one he returns, and which one he re-gifts.
Can I just say, I went to the Asian Beach Volleyball Championships.
How was that?
They're all tall and beautiful, all of them. Yeah. Yeah, it's as good as it sounds.
Just like you, Mason.
No, these people are like Olympians compared to normal plebes like me. Let's choose.
Okay. So what's Tom Hanks doing with all of this stuff he's ordered?
All right, well, I'm going to have a go at this. I think Tom Hanks, he comes across as a kind and generous man. I think he will re-gift the shrimp boat to a needy shrimper.
That's what I was exactly thinking.
Yeah. Who's lost their shrimp boat in a hurricane.
It's very specific there, but I agree with everything.
You got someone in mind?
Well, I had to stop being a shrimper because my shrimp boat was lost in a hurricane. So, Tom, if you're listening and have a shrimp boat, you know, I'll take it off your hands. I think he'll return the floor piano because...
He's done that.
Agreed it completely.
He's done that, yeah. And I think he'll keep the tickets and he'll go to the World Series of Beach Volleyball.
Also, how big is a floor piano? Isn't it pretty big?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
It's going to take up a lot of floor space.
He's probably got quite a lot of floor space, honestly.
I'd return, because I think he wants a nice day out, doesn't he?
Yeah. On the shrimp boat.
And
I guess the volleyball.
Well, no, he can give it away. And he's going to go to the volleyball to see those tanned, beautiful Olympians play the sport of gods.
Like, I agree with most of that.
Caveat.
The only caveat I've got is that if he turns up to the World Beach Volleyball Championships and they're using a Spalding... Is he going to be happy?
He's going to be furious, isn't he? Yeah.
Exactly.
That is true.
Yeah, it could trigger PTSD.
But also, so could shrimping.
That is true. That is true.
Lieutenant Dan jumping off the shrimp boat.
I agree.
Re-gift the shrimp boat, return the floor piano, and retain the tickets to the World Beach Volleyball Championships in Rome. Because he can also tie that in with a nice stay in Rome.
Have a bit of gelato.
Yeah, he's just
looking around all the
gelato,
places where he filmed Angels and Demons.
Mm. So I agree with you exactly to the extent that I had the exact same reason about the shrimp boat. So well done, Angus.
We did it. We've solved the puzzle.
We've solved your puzzle, Christopher.
Do you think in Rome he'd go and have Mason's favourite gnocchi?
He'd go and have
the gnocchi. How dare you? And it's Florence.
He'd go and have the sandwich, the awful sandwich. I think.
Oh, that was it.
I've seen that on the travel. I think I saw it on the Travel Man. They had that sandwich and that description of like just a grey plastic bag. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, man. Let's not go back to that.
You don't have to eat that. You know.
Yep.
Italians, you don't have to. There's other stuff.
The person who recommended it to me has no recollection of recommending it to me ever. I think they just erased it from their memory. But anyway, we beat you, Chris.
You did.
Yeah,
you beat me. I thought it was going to be a tricky one this week, but it wasn't, was it?
No, it was good.
I liked it. It was the scale of it was far greater than the other ones I've listened to so far. Everything else has been a bit low key, but this is like, you know, high stakes.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's probably about as high as the stakes are going to go.
Well,
maybe
I'm on
not.
It.
You never know.
Cool value as well.
We've got one episode left. You never know. I might surprise you.
After probably not.
Probably not. No, it's going to be just boring crap again. That I look for on Amazon. Right. Should we get our second topic for the pun gun then, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Angus to pick.
It is. Yeah. Angus, do you want to give us a number between 1 and 2, please?
A number between 1 and 2.
That's all we've got left. 1. I'm going to have to add 5. Another one in for next week.
Yeah, I'll go for 1. Number 1.
Number 1. Capital cities.
Capital cities.
So we're going to be mashing together capital cities
and
films.
So while we get scribbling down now, shall we introduce our hello friend?
Yeah, we'll do a little hello friend. So we've got Maggie from the wonderful Have You Seen It? And we've got the very gripping, that's the way I would describe it, Let's Start Up a Cult podcast from Josh.
Hello,
sounds like
friend.
My podcast.
Have you ever thought of starting a cult, any of you?
Ooh. Wow. Hello, friend.
Have you ever wondered what shows are like in foreign countries, but the language barrier is what stopped you from giving them a chance? My name's Maggie, and I host the podcast Have You Seen It?, where I talk about TV shows from countries all around the world. If you're like me, you spend more time on Netflix looking for something to watch than actually watching something. So if you don't want to spend time scrolling through Netflix or even Hulu, check out my podcast for some show suggestions. I talk about the plots, tell you who the cast is, what I liked and what I didn't like about the shows, and I also throw in some fun facts about each country, tell you where in the world the show takes place, how close they are to any other shows that I've already covered, mention any cultural differences or similarities that I noticed, and my favorite part are the words and phrases that I picked up while watching these shows. You can check out Have You Seen It on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most other places you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at official HYSI. That's OFFICIALHYSI. And make sure to like the Facebook page at facebook.com/official HYSI. Let me help you find your new favorite show.
Hello. I hope you're enjoying this week's episode of the Rank Bank Podcast. I'm Josh Schell, host of the Let's Start a Cult podcast. Once you're finished this episode and find out who the biggest ranker is, consider checking out my podcast where myself and some guests do deep dives into the incredibly dark and weird world of cults. Find out about how cults are built and the strange people who build them. Look for Let's Start a Cult Podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts or go to letsstartacultpodcast.com to learn more. Now back to the wonderful Rank Bank Podcast.
Okay, welcome back. Have we done okay? I mean, I've done terribly. Mason, how have you got on?
I contacted my girlfriend. She's given me like 10. Because I really struggle with puns.
I've got a bunch.
And you,
I love puns. These are just ones I already had before we started. I just went into my pun library.
Your eyes rolled back into your head.
Yeah.
Can I get one out of the way? Because I, like the first one I wrote down, I didn't do it right, basically. Instead of capital cities, I just picked a country, and I really shouldn't have done.
I might have picked an area for one of them.
Well, I got dirty Francing.
That's good.
That's good, though.
That should be allowed.
But it's not a capital city, so we'll at that one.
Oh, I've got a good one that's not a capital C. Okay, never mind.
Right. Go on, guys. Fire away.
How about a Christmas movie with Tim Allen, The Santa Fe Claus?
I can follow you up with a with another Christmas movie.
Mm.
Bad Santa Arrivo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Where's that, the capital of, Angus?
Madagascar.
Nice. Nice.
Obviously.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I only have one good one, so I'm going to leave that to the last.
Yeah.
So I've got the San Salvador the Explorer movie.
That wasn't a real movie. That didn't get made.
Brilliant. I've got...
Wait, I'm going. I've got Tom Hanks in Rome for Los Angeles and Demons.
Oh, nice.
Also not a capital.
Oh, shit.
I've got Raging Kabul.
Nice.
That's good.
Dakar's.
Nice.
I got another Tom Hanks one. Newcastle away.
Famously a capital city there, Mason.
Shit. I've got mainly UK ones as well. Okay.
This is my favourite one. This is the first one I came up with. Islamabad Boys.
That's really good. That is so good.
That one was brilliant.
Air Horns, yeah, that's amazing.
This one is an eye roller. It's High School Muscat.
No. That is. All right, okay. That's. No. I'm a fan of Muscat, but it's not worked as a pun, Joe. I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to have to take this opportunity to use one of my bad ones because it can't be anywhere near as bad as what Joe's just said. Catch me, Cod, if you can.
Okay, I've got Catch Me If You Canterbury.
And I've got Catch Me If You Canberra.
Oh, yeah, you win, because... Yeah.
It's actually a capital city.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Cardiff's a capital city.
That's true.
All right. I got Brendan Fraser in The Miami.
Have you and got any Miami with capital city?
No.
here's one. Bangkok Tale.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
I've got another Mason one that isn't a capital.
Yeah, let's soften the...
I've got Finding Sydney Nemo.
Ooh.
Sad thing is, he probably did think it was the capital until I pointed at it.
I've got a bad one, if you want a bad one.
I've got loads of bad ones. Yeah, go for it.
Go on.
Now You See Mexico City.
I've got Ghost in the Shetlands.
I don't even know what film that is.
Ghost in the Shell. It's a.
I got an Argentinian film, Liz Bonbon.
What's the real film called, though?
Oh, Bonbon. Oh, Bonbon Le Chien. Yeah, I forgot the Le Chien. Sorry, that was a failed one. So no, something historical. Recia Victoria.
Nice. I've got.
Okay.
A Bridgetown Too Far.
that's amazing.
Good. I like that one.
And Bridgetown of Spies.
I've got The Bournemouth Identity.
wait, what? The Bournemouth Identity.
Yeah.
Coming back to capitals, I've got Amsterdam Busters.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Lord of the Riegers.
That's good. Wait, where's Riga?
It's the capital of Latvia.
Oh, going to learn this stuff.
How many have we got left? Have we got many left?
I got two left, I think.
I've got two.
I've got two as well.
I'm out.
Mason, you're out. Should we go like round robin?
Okay. Lund Don't Look Now.
Nice. Jojo.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, nice. I'm going to go with Berlin to Stella.
Oh, nice. And I've saved the best one until last, and it's Ooga Doo Goo Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh my god.
Well, I suppose you could also have Timbuktu Framed Roger Rabbit, but I don't think Timbuktu is the capital of Mali. Ooga Doo Goo is the capital of Burkina Faso.
Oh,
I'm impressed.
Good Googling.
I didn't Google it. I don't know my capitals. I did Google that one.
I've got Chitty Chitty Bang Pyongyang.
Surely you could have gone Chitty Chitty Pyongyang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been better.
It really just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Oh. Right, the final
That's
one.
That's superb.
Final one from me. Parisky Business.
Nice. I had a lot that were just like Last Tango in Paris. It's like, oh wait, no, that's just an actual film.
Yeah, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's that's very fun. I enjoyed
that. Yep. I've definitely lost that one. Cool.
I actually got a stitch from laughing at the Who Framed Roger Rabbit one.
Yes.
That was so good.
It's a good film too.
Should we move on to the bonus game?
Yeah.
Bonus.
So the bonus question this week. Because we've all had our own podcasts at some point, or at least been involved in them, I want to know who would be your ideal podcast guest and why?
Good question. Actually, there's only one answer that I could give to this, and it's like the answer to that similar question for any setting, really. And I'm going to go first, because in case anybody has the same idea as me, and it's Sir David Attenborough.
Great choice.
There's no doubt that would just be a great experience to have a chat with that man.
Yeah, I had a list of three in my head, and he was in that three, so I think that's a great choice.
One's come to my mind, and I can't really explain why. I can just hear his voice in my head, and it's soothing southern tones. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, nice. I cut out there, didn't I? Oh, sorry. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. It's just lovely. I don't know. I heard him speaking recently, and have you guys seen Dazed and Confused ever?
I haven't, no.
That film? Alright.
But yeah,
he's
so
like a weed smoking 20 something year old who's. Well, anyway, his voice and everything is lovely. I think he'd be great in a podcast or reading an audiobook or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mine would definitely be Louis Theroux. I think it would just be funny to listen to him taking the piss out of me without me realising.
Yeah.
Like, you know how he does it, and I'm a really gullible person, and I just think that would be funny because I wouldn't realise, and he would just be absolutely taking the piss out of me. So he's also a very interesting man.
Agreed.
Chris, you said you had top three for your guests. What you
I
think
did.
Attenborough was there?
Well, there was three that were in my head, and funnily enough, two of them got chosen. The three were Sir David Attenborough, Louis Theroux, and Morgan Freeman. Of the voice.
Well, I've got somebody else who I might consider to go on a podcast would be Tom Waits.
Oh yeah, he'd be amazing.
He's an incredibly interesting and unusual man, and he has a great voice too.
I'm surprised he's not your number one pick, Angus.
Who's Tom
Amy
Waits?
Went to an award ceremony where David Attenborough was there. He presented an award.
Did she?
She was in the same room as him.
That's incredible.
Whoa.
Tom Waits is a musician. And sometime actor.
No, Tom Waits isn't just a musician. He's something. I don't know.
He's something else.
I don't know what he is.
Mystery man.
He's something else. You know, to say he's a musician is kind of insulting. Yeah, he's hilarious from that. Yeah.
The best bit about that whole film is the credit scene.
Where he's trying to pick up ladies.
The two old ladies.
Oh, my roommate's home.
Bonus. So good.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, he's incredible.
So, that's everything, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Angus and Mason, again, for coming on and, like, all your time and stuff. It's been, like, so good to have you on.
It's been super fun.
Oh, God, get me out of here.
Get your puzzle out of here.
I know I'm definitely lost because of this. But
you are lost, literally, if Newcastle's a capital city.
I just did cities and then I just did areas. I struggled.
You did. Definitely you did.
Luckily Angus kind of kept it afloat there. So nice work with that one, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, Angus, you killed it.
All right, let's get out of here.
That was a fun episode, and well done to Angus for being this week's biggest ranker. Don't forget, if you want to contribute to our season finale, write in and let us know. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at RankBankPod, or you can email us at RankBankPod@gmail.com.
Remember to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. Our intro and outro music
is Dream of the Forest Jazzy Mix by Articon, and the Pun Gun Round is inspired by the brilliant No Dunks podcast.